Hello and welcome to the second broadcast in this series on 1 Thessalonians. It is a verse-by-verse Bible study. If you can have your Bible ready, you'll get more out of it. Reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. We're going to have a look at this in a minute. Listen to this message in song first. It is possibly the most favorite of all hymns, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange it someday for a crown.
Well, we'll pick our study up here in verse number 4, where Paul said to these folks here in this church at Thessalonica, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Now, election, there's a controversial subject. Shouldn't be. It's pretty simple if you just keep the Bible simple instead of making it confusing and putting your own definition to words instead of the ones that are obvious. It says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election. When you talk about election in the Bible, it is always referring to the service of God by his people. For instance, in verse 2 and 3 of 1 Thessalonians, Paul said, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Now, we mentioned in our last program, faith, that means what you believe. And if you're going to learn what you believe, you're going to have to work at it. The Bible says that we are to study to show ourselves approved workmen who are going to learn to rightly divide the Word of God. And so he says, we're remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love. And then he says in verse number 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and that word has been translated mighty work in Mark chapter 6 and verse number 5. Your power in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes. And then in verses number 6 and 7, we have four things here. Number 1, he says, and you became followers of us and of the Lord. Number 2, having received the word in much affliction. Number 3, with joy of the Holy Ghost. And number 4, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. And so first of all, he says followers. He challenges people in the Word of God quite often to be followers. For instance, when he wrote to First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16 to these carnal Corinthians, he said, wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me. And then again in 1 Corinthians 11 verse number 1, he said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am followers of Christ. And there's the key. He said, you follow me as I follow Christ. If one quits following Christ, you quit following him. Ephesians 5 and 1, he said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. In Philippians 3:17, brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which so walk as ye have us for an example. And then in Hebrews 6 and 12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So he's challenging, always challenging people to be followers of him as he follows Christ. But you'll notice in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 1 and verse 6, there's no challenge. He says, ye became followers of us and of the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 2:14, for ye brethren became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus, for ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have the Jews. And so here we see that these people here in the church at Thessalonica, they did not have to be challenged to be followers. They decided that they would be. It was a tremendous church. So again, we're looking at four things in 1 Thessalonians 1, 6, and 7. First, ye became followers of us and of the Lord. And then second, having received the word in much affliction. Receive the word. Now, we find that phrase in Acts chapter 8, verse number 14. Now, when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. So the Samaritans received the word. Acts 11, 1. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Now, this was something new. The word of God was only going to the Jews prior to this, but now is being taken to the Gentiles. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now you remember this was a church at Berea. It says they received the word of God with all readiness of mind. That's what we need to do. And then search the scriptures daily and see if these things are so. You shouldn't believe anything you'll hear on this broadcast until you check it out with the scriptures and see if it be so. And you shouldn't believe anything you hear from anybody else until you check the scriptures and see if it be so. And if it's so, get in line with the scriptures. In 1 Thessalonians 1, 6, it says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. And then in 1 Thessalonians 2, 13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 10, it talks about those who receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send strong delusion that they should believe a lie. We'll do that portion of scripture in more detail another time as we get to it in this study. But it's found from verse 7 on through verse 12 about the fact that they are going to be facing the judgment of God if they had an opportunity to get saved before the rapture. And then they say, well, I didn't get saved, I guess I'll get saved now. No, you won't. It says, for this cause God shall send the strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And actually it says in the Greek, the lie, referring to the Antichrist. Nevertheless, we'll look at that when we get there. So back to 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 6 and 7, we said there's four things. One, they became followers of us and the Lord. Two, they received the word of God in much affliction. And three, with joy of the Holy Ghost. With joy. Now, that's very interesting, with joy of the Holy Ghost. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1 and 2, it says, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction and the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty, they abounded in the riches of their liberality. They had great trial. They had deep poverty. And yet we see that they had joy, an abundance of joy. How can that be? Well, Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so on. And the second one mentioned in that list of nine things that refers to the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And so the fourth thing we see here in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 7 is ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. And so they were examples to all that believe. Notice that. They were examples to other Christians. The Bible says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. In Titus 2:7, it says, all things, in all things, showing thyself a pattern. That's the same Greek word as example. Showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine. And so we see here in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. They said, you folks in the church there in Thessalonica, your faith, every place we go, what you believe is spread abroad. It says in verse 9, for they, that is those in Macedonia and Achaia, they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. They show. That word has been translated tell 26 times. It has been translated declare 3 times. They said, well, we go there to Macedonia and to Achaia, and the first thing they do is tell us about what you're doing in regards to your faith. I wonder what people are talking about you when they talk about you. And I'm sure someone was talking about you today. Are they talking about how deep your faith is? How you study to show yourself approved unto God? They should be doing that if you're doing what the Lord wants you to do. And it says, so they show or tell of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living God and true God, and to wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Well, those folks at the church in Thessalonica had this testimony that they just kept trusting their Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. A faithful friend, such a faithful friend, I can count on him to the very end. Though storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail. I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord.